Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome once again to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. This is our fifth podcast. I'm extremely excited and welcome to June. We are in a new month of 2019. Can you believe it? We are halfway through the new year of 2019. And we have a perfect topic for you today. Today, I'm going to be discussing in our show, prayer, plan, and profit. Prayer, plan, and profit. And I was thinking as I was preparing for the podcast, what would be a great topic that I can talk about that can help us move through the next 6 months of 2019? And this is going to be a great topic for you. Secondly, I don't want you to forget to make sure that you download your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit. It is absolutely at no cost to you. And we have 17 different documents, contracts, and other resources that you can use to help you create a streamlined and onboarding process or an enrollment process in your business. I'm giving this tool away because I see so many businesses who are not operating in a place of excellence and organization. And these tools and resources will help you do that. So don't forget to download it right here on our podcast. You could just click the link and get it absolutely at no cost to you. Secondly, I want to share a quick announcement. We are so excited. We are beginning the enrollment process of our new Woman Christian CEO certification class coming up, happening August the 29th through the 31st. And we're going to be doing an open house and a business session that where you can learn about our program, how it could be a great fit for you, and what you need to launch an amazing coaching empire. I have been building our coaching business now for the last 11 years, and we have been doing a great, amazing, serving great, amazing women. And it has been an uphill journey. But I'm telling you, we have learned what works. We have learned what have not worked. And I want to help you build that profitable, thriving coaching empire. So I really would love for you to get signed up. That's also on our podcast link. And you could get registered for that at absolutely no cost to you. Now, let's get on into our topic today. Our topic today is prayer, plan, profit, as I mentioned before. As a woman Christian CEO, prayer should not be an option. It should not be where you are not praying in your business. It is a requirement. It is a requirement if you're going to build a successful business, especially as a woman Christian CEO. Prayer needs to be cultivated in your life and in your business if you're going to build a profitable, thriving, impactful, have great resources and services, serve your ideal clients in building your business. Let me share with you, prayer has been the number one secret, if you will, that has caused great success and what we are experiencing in the It's My Time to Rise community. Everything we have launched, everything we have created, everything that we have done thus far has been birthed through prayer. It has been birthed through prayer. There are times where you, and I use the word, and the scripture use the word, where you labor in prayer, meaning that you spend time and you commit to praying over and over and over again in your business. And so that is why it is important that if you are, and I want to get really clear about what I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about spending time, carving out time daily, every day. And I'm talking about spending time. I'm not talking about 10 or, you know, a few minutes here and a few minutes there, but I'm really talking about spending time in communication with God so you can get clear instructions on what you must do to build his business that he has given you to steward. Let's be real clear about that. As I kind of reflect and remember when I was building my business, in the beginning, I was really all about the grinding and the hustling and, you know, I'm going to make it happen and I'm going to get out here and I'm going to do what I need to do. And that mindset was so hard. It left me overwhelmed. It left me fearful. It left me having to produce the results myself when I relied on my own ability. But when I began to learn and understand that prayer is my way, it is what God has given me, it is his gift to me, it is his tool that he's given me to communicate with him, to share my needs, my pain, my struggle, my joys, my ups, my downs. And it's also, prayer is a way for him to instruct you on what you need to do in your business. I know that there are so many different ideas that are in the marketplace, but think about it. When you see those different things that are happening in the marketplace, it seems like it's just easy and it's just, oh, it's less effort. But I am here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, if you relying on yourself to make a profitable business, you're setting yourself up, one, for an overwhelmed, stressed out life. And number two, you're setting yourself up to fail if you are not relying on God to be your number one ultimate source to guide and lead you to building a profitable business. Every day I begin, now as this journey didn't happen overnight, but I realized that I had to strip away all of what everyone told me I needed to do, and I had to totally rely on God in building a profitable business. So now prayer is what I must do to seek out his direction and his plan. So every day I would say something like, God, what is it that you would have me to do today? What would you like me to do, talk about in our podcast? What would you like me to do in our Facebook lives? What email would you like me to see? Who would you like me to reach out to? Who is the next person that may need what I have to offer? God, reveal it to me. Show me what I need to do. Doesn't that sound easier than you trying to go out and hustle and bring people to you? That prayer I just mentioned is a way of attracting people to you versus you chasing others. I'm going to say that again. Prayer is a way to attract your ideal clients to you versus you chasing after them. That is why prayer must be cultivated in your business, and it is the way that you're going to get true manifestation, true success, and it's through prayer. So my encouragement to you is, if you have not been praying on a daily consistent basis, that you will begin now, right now, as I'm listening to this, when you hang up, spend time in prayer. And hear and listen for what God wants to do through you and how he desires for you to do it. That is my encouragement. Our second part of this podcast is planning. Now, prayer is the number one secret. In prayer, God reveals his plan to you and how to move forward. So once you begin to pray, once you begin to cultivate a prayer life consistently, and And it can start right now. God can download in you an idea, a strategy, or a system that will pull you out of where you are right now. That is the second part of planning. Once you have gotten instructions through prayer, now it's time to plan out what He desires for you to do. And planning is something you have to commit to. Many people, I know so many people, will pray, even have an amazing prayer life, but do not take what they have been downloaded with and begin to plan out what God has put in their hearts. Prayer is an action word. It is taking action. It is going and doing something, not sitting and waiting for it to show up. Once God has instructed you on how to do and what to do, you move forward in prayer. Let me share this. Things that we do in prayer and in planning is also acting in faith. You have to believe it when you don't see it. There are going to be some times where you may not hear an audible voice, or you may not hear anything per se, but He's already spoken to you or already giving you an idea, and He is saying to you, act in faith. As you move forward, I'm going to reveal what needs to be done in your planning stage. And so that is very important. That's planning is probably one of, a matter of fact, it is my favorite. I've shared that on other podcasts. I will sit down and plan for hours on what to do because I love that process. As a matter of fact, last week, the May 31st, I spent at least 3 hours in writing out our plan because I was not only focusing on June, but I was getting prepared for the remaining of the year. You may not have to spend, 3 hours in planning or whatever, but I guarantee you, if you just spend 30 minutes on writing down on what you need to do and where you need to go and implement those things you've written down, you can eliminate so many time wasters if you just commit to planning. So when you're done praying and you're done seeking God for direction and you're done trying to figure it out, trying to do it on your own, and He gives you what to do, now it's time to plan to move forward in what He gives you to do. Third thing you must do is not a do. Here's what the equal is. And I'm going to say it like this. Prayer plus planning equals profit. Prayer plus planning equals profit. The key to a profitable business is having prayer, taking what you've learned in prayer, planning out what you need to do, taking action on what needs to be done. It will result in profit. So let me explain a little bit more in detail. So many times, especially when people say, you got to make it happen. I understand that wording to a certain degree. It is God's responsibility to bless you when you obey what He has asked you to do. It is His job to allow to produce manifestation in your business. It is His responsibility. Can I say that again? I want you to take off this thing about, I gotta go make it happen. All you need to do is go pray. Plan out what He's asked you to do. Take action on what He's giving you to do. That's in the planning stage. And I want you to believe that He's going to produce the results that you want to see happen in your business. I share an example with you. In last year, November, God gave me a new program on how to serve women who are coaches, speakers, authors, and just women entrepreneurs in a whole. And I have been doing it already, but I want it to be more streamlined and more clear about who I serve and how I serve. And that is how the Women Christian CEO was born. My goal was to enroll 20 women into the program. And I did not know how to do it. You know, my Facebook lives, my networking, my events and things of that nature. I didn't know quite how to do it. But through prayer, I begin to pray, God, I need 20 women who will commit and saying yes to this amazing opportunity that I know you've given me. So I took action. We got the website done. We created a video to invite people to join and be a part of the program. I made a list of potential amazing clients that I thought would be a good fit for. I even did a Facebook or a free call. And the free call shared that if you registered for this free training, you would get a $500 $500 scholarship if you signed up. Just by being on the free call, I offered $500 scholarship to each individual who said yes. Lo and behold, and there was a deadline for people to sign up. Let me tell you, I reached over my goal. We got to 21 women. And I remember even getting stuck. I got stuck and I was like, at this moment, I'm probably at 13 people. And I'm like, God, I really want to reach my goal. What do I need to do? And the Holy Spirit said to me, open your eyes. There's people and women all around you. And oh God, I just get so excited even sharing this. When I opened my eyes, literally, there were women who I've never thought to even talk to about the opportunity. There was people who wanted to be a part. And I offered the opportunity and they said yes. They said yes. Do you hear what I just said? I asked God, what do I do? His response in me saying, open your eyes. There's people all around you. And because of that, we were able to reach our goal. And here we are again in June. We're doing that process again. And I'm right back in prayer. God, what's your plan? What's your strategy? How do you want me to do it? How do you want me to show up? And I'm believing that he's going to do it. As a matter of fact, I believe someone who's listening to this podcast is going to be a part of the next wave of this new opportunity to serve women who wants to launch their coaching business, speaking and becoming an author. So I'm encouraging you today, especially it's the beginning of June. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Do it now. Do it right now. Get in prayer and begin to write out the plan that he is putting your heart to do and take action on that plan. And when you take action and you be obedient to what he says to you to do in prayer, expect profit to overtake you. Expect the manifestation of overflow in income and in money to happen in your business. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I'm really excited about this platform that we have been given, I've been given, to share something that will inspire and empower you to move forward and do what God has given you to do. Make sure you score our podcast. Give us some fives. We love fives. You can even leave a quick note on how this podcast have inspired you. And if you ever thinking about doing your own podcast, let me tell you, it's such an easy thing to do. I didn't even know how easy it was. I am going to share now what I use. It's called Anchor.fm. It's Anchor.fm. It is a great platform that you can use absolutely free to begin your podcast show. So I thought I'd share that with you. If you're looking to do that, check out that platform. I believe it'd be a great fit for you to do something that you may be wanting to do and moving forward. Well, guys, you stay tuned to next Monday, and we'll be coming back at the same time. Have a best, blessed, and amazing week.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.